Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and tonight is our Praying with Love night. And I would like to first of all say this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends. I tell you what, you know, thank you so much for each person who's on the line tonight. And I see that some of you invited other people, which is excellent. And so before I get started, I just want to bless your souls with the love of God and just tell you how much I appreciate, amen, I appreciate you staying up this late as we go into the Word of God. On tonight, I'm going to give you a brief sneak preview of how this night will run. Of course, I've already told you thank you, after which we will read Psalm 3, 1 through 8, and then after which we will consecrate ourselves. Then we will go into the word of prayer. And then I would like to read a letter to you to encourage you. I was sitting and I was in deep meditation, and I believe and I know that this is the word of God, and I also know that this will be encouraging to someone, because the Lord never gives things just to give it. There is always a purpose, even if it's for the person who's reading it, if it's for someone who's listening, there's always a purpose. And when after I wrote it under the Holy Spirit, then I began to read it, and it's so encouraging, and I wanted to share it with you because I know that it will bless your soul as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and read Psalm 3, 1 through 8. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. And as I was, I wanted to share this with you because this is for someone. As I was preparing and I was looking for either scripture or psalm to read. The Lord, as I said before, I function under the Lord, so you'll hear me referring back to the Lord all the time because I'm very dependent upon the Lord. The Lord gave me Psalm 3, 1 through 8. And I want to tell you that no matter what you do, where you go, no matter the situation that you're in, whether it's favorable, whether it's unfavorable, the Lord always will provide. The Lord always will see you through. And some people say, well, I'm out of the ark of safety. If you believe in God, the Lord will see you through. Just because you're out of the ark of safety does not mean that you're out of the eyesight of God. And that's what I want you to write that down, okay? Before we even get started, because there's a lot of things that people bring to the table that we need to go ahead and clear off so that we can get into the presence of God. God said, you know, just because, and I want you to write this down, just because person or I am out of the ark of safety does not mean that God does not have his eye on me. Isn't that encouraging? I'm going to say that again. Just because a person or I am out of the ark of safety does not mean that God does not have his eye on me. Somebody's asking right now, well, what about all these things that's happening in the world? God sees it. Matter of fact, there's some revelation in this letter that I'm going to read at the end. So just because we're out of the ark of safety and we get there, everyone journeys to a place or journeys to a situation that is out of the ark of safety. But the Lord says that just because you're out of the ark of safety does not mean that he's not watching. Right? That's how he saw Saul. But we're not going to get into that, but God laid that on my heart because I don't want anyone to come on the ministry and feel like I'm so far out, Alfreda. I'm so far, I cannot find my way back. Or I'm so far out that God cannot reach me. Or I'm so far out that God does not see me. Because he does. And he cares about each person. That's why I said each person is unique. And his love is unconditional. Meaning that whatever you bring to this ministry, you know, the Lord has touched you to join tonight. The Lord has touched you to visit the Facebook page and to listen to ministries. You know, the Lord has blessed you to do that. He's blessed us to do that. And God always gives us second chances, but we shouldn't make the same mistake over and over and over again. No one's perfect. When we come to the ministry, we come as an empty cup, ready to be filled by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. Did we do everything right today? Probably not. You know, so there's no perfect person but God and Jesus Christ. That's the only perfect individuals. So God gave me that verse because no matter how many people are against you, no matter what happens, the Lord says, I am with you, and he says that I am going to bless you when you cry out. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done. Cry out unto the Lord, and he's going to come to your rescue. That's the type of Father we have. Okay? So before we even get started, I just want you, as a matter of fact, before we get started praying, I want you to think about whatever is troubling you tonight, whether it's I'm tired, I need rest, whether it's someone said something to me, I'm upset, whether it's you're going through a storm at this particular time. And I just want you at this particular time for about 2 minutes to close your eyes. And I want you to pretend, and we're going to all do this, pretend like you're in the presence of the Lord. It's just you and the Lord. It's not you and your spouse or whomever, your kids. It's just you and the Lord. It's you and Jesus Christ together. And I want you to close your eyes. As a matter of fact, close your eyes as I'm speaking. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to begin to speak to our Lord and Savior like we speak to our friends, like we speak to our pastors. I want you to begin to just talk to the Lord and tell him about your troubles. This is an activity that we should do daily. Talking and speaking to the Lord and telling him about our troubles. This actually should happen in the morning time because we wake up with things on our mind. And it also should happen at night because we go to bed with things on our mind. We can't get enough sleep because we're worried about tomorrow. You know, we can't have a good morning because we're worried about what happened last night, what happened yesterday, what happened 2 weeks ago. So every day, before we start this activity, I want you to get into the presence of God. And I want you to close your eyes. And when you start out, I want you to say, Father. Because you have to call that name in the atmosphere. The Lord knows who you're talking about, but your conscience and your mind and your spiritual intellect is going to have to know who you're talking to. And I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. And if someone comes in and look at you strange, just keep talking to Jesus. They'll understand. Okay? All right, and if you're still talking to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, go ahead and continue to speak with him as I speak. But I really want you to do this activity in the mornings and at night because we really need to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we really need to take all of our burdens. It's very important that we do that, okay? All right. So without further ado, tonight we are praying. The first prayer you will hear is a consecration prayer. The second prayer you will hear is a prayer for whatever the Lord would have me pray for. We're still praying for the Tanner family. We're praying for individuals who are going off to the military. We're praying for students. We're praying for parents. We're praying for grandparents. A story that really touched my heart was a lady, I believe, in Houston, Texas. Someone tried to come into her house. She was an elderly lady, and the Lord was with her, amen? And so we're going to pray for our seniors, and we're talking about, okay, we can pray for our seniors in high school too, but our seniors as in age. We're going to pray for the children. You know, today I heard that a young man drowned accidentally in the water. We're still praying for that spirit. I pray for those behind the prison bars. I'm praying for the pastors. I'm praying for the prophets, the evangelists, the elders of the church. I'm praying for the love of Jesus, of ministry in the name of Jesus as we stretch forth our rod through the help of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and touch so many people. I pray for the anointing. I pray for the whole staff, Freddy Emmanuel Love. I pray for my family. I pray for my friends. I pray for the individuals I work with. I pray for my community, not only my community, but I pray for other communities as well. I pray for the motherless and the fatherless. I pray for just everybody because prayer is needed. And so when we go into the consecration of prayer, I want to make sure that you don't have anything that's going to disturb or cause us to lose focus of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is that good, amen, and he's worthy to be praised, and he needs all of our attention because we serve a jealous God, as in he wants us to love him and love him only and not be of the world. So we're praying for everything. We really are. And as I said before, I pray that this ministry will uplift and empower you to go out and to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Will you have storms? We all will have storms. We all will go through something. But the Lord, as it said in the Psalms, the Lord is a shield. He's our glory and the lifter of many heads. There are people who are saddened because they've lost people. There are people who are going through situations because people have gone as far as death. You know, as I said before, I keep going back to the Tanner family and her child, you know. And so we are continuously praying. You can't pray enough. You know, we're praying for the Nigeria girls who the news have just forgotten because it's been so long and other things are taking place. We're praying for Chicago in particular. And Chicago, as I said before, is not the only place that things happen. Things are happening in Waco. Things are happening all over. But it's really, there is a spirit that we're going to have to pray off. And I pray for the young lady who was shot in Chicago. She had 5 children and 1 on the way. I pray for her. Pray for the person who did it. You know, there's a lot happening in the world, and it's time to expedite the ministry, meaning that we need to get the word of God out quick because this world is getting out of control. And so it's very important that when we go into prayer under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and this is not something that we're making up. This is not something that we're just making it fit us, and we're not praying a selfish prayer. There are people all over this world who needs prayer. And so, as I said before, we're going to go into consecration. I'm going to allow the Lord to take over this ministry. I want the Lord to decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness. I want to be hidden behind the cross. And the reason why I say that is humbling myself. The Lord says, when you get up to speak, amen, when you get up to minister to people, to teach people, when you get up, when you're on the air, then that is the prayer, because when you are behind the cross, that means that God is ahead of you, because Jesus was nailed to the cross. Amen. And so that symbolization is Jesus is always has his hand stretched forth where the people can see him, and you are behind the cross. You're not hiding anything. You're hiding who you are so that people can see Jesus. And so the words that come out of my mouth, I want them to be of God, not of Alfreda Love, not in my own spirit. And this is the last thing that the Lord spoke. You have to be careful of the doctrine. When we talk about doctrine, we're speaking about the word of God, how people present it, because what's written in the Bible is correct. And when the revelation, and people have different thought patterns, we have to take that into consideration. The Lord says you have to study the word to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. You have to know the word of God. You do. And when you teach, when you minister, when we tell people about God, we cannot throw in our thoughts, throw in what other people thought. We have to come with the authentic word of God. And that's why it's so important to pray before we give the word of God, so that we can give people the correct information, because we can really throw people off and have people walking in the wrong direction. So it's very important. That's why I take consecration so important. Before I speak, before I get on air, I always ask the Lord to consecrate me, because I want to make sure that I'm telling people the right thing, and I'm teaching the right thing, and I'm ministering the right thing, and I'm really listening to the voice of God and not my own. So it's very important, and you have to learn how to filter out those things, because the Lord is telling you one thing, and then somebody else is teaching another. You go with what the Lord is saying, and you go with the good book, which is the Bible. Okay? So you have to be very careful about how the Bible is interpreted. You have to make sure that you study for yourself, you know. You have to make sure that you study, okay? So let's go ahead and go into prayer, and then I want you to read a letter to you. Then I'll have announcements, and then I'll bid you good night. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for giving us traveling grace. We thank you for your mercy and your power and your majesty that was all around us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we know that many people started their mornings off on a not-so-good note, Lord. And we know that every day is a glorified and blessed day, Heavenly Father. And we know that you have all the answers and you have all the purpose and the reasons why things happen, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Lord. We thank you for the revelation of God. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you for hiding me behind the cross. We thank you for decreasing me to zero and increasing you to greatness, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go into prayer for our family and our friends and ourselves, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you give us the words to speak, Heavenly Father? That is from you, Lord. Would you decrease all of our thoughts, the biases, the things that we believe or think, Lord? Would you throw it out right now in the name of Jesus? in which you begin to pour into our souls the word of God that comes from you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you continue to help those who are giving out information to give out the correct information as to not lead people astray, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to anoint people and to help people, Heavenly Father, to just do your will, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, if there's anything in my head, my heart, my mind, my soul, that is keeping me from hearing, that is keeping me from giving the accurate word of God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now? Lord God, we're asking if there's anything in the listener's heart, mind, body, and soul that is keeping them from being able to pray, whether it's depression, whether it's being sad, whether it's being angry, whatever it is, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you lift that burden and remove it right now, Lord. Lord, we believe in you. Lord, we want to be like you. We want to walk like you. We want the words that come out of our mouth to sound and to be accurate and to be your word, Lord. As we pray, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless us to touch each person, Lord? Whatever your will is for this prayer, let it be done. Whatever you have me to say, let it be said. We're asking you, would you take over this ministry? Allow the anointing to come, the anointing of you, Lord. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up. Lord, have mercy on us if we said or done anything to someone, Lord. If we've acted in an ungodly way, have mercy on us, Father. Lord, help us to be more like you. Lord, now as I leave this consecration of prayer, I'm asking you what you make ready for the ministry of prayer so that we can help people all over this land and country. We're asking you what you establish a word, plant a word in my heart, plant a word in my mind, crown me from the top to the bottom of my feet. Help my hands, help my heart, my mind, my ears to hear the word of God. Lord, as we go and submerge ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we surrender everything. We surrender our emotions. We surrender the little wisdom that we have that you gave us, Lord. We surrender all the material things we have. We surrender any egos, any pride, humility, anything that we have that will stand in the way of the word of God tonight, Lord. We take this serious, and we know that when we pray, something happens. Help us to be real and not play church. Help us to be real in spreading the word of God. Lord, we thank you for the past and the future. We thank you for the now. We thank you for this very moment on the lovely Jesus of ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the things that are coming up. We thank you for the things that happened in the past. Lord, bless us. Give us the word. Teach us how to pray. Show us your way. Now as we transition to another prayer, but never out of your presence, we're asking that my ears be open where I can hear the voice of God, that my eyes will see the glory of the Lord through the word of God, through the prayer of God. We're asking you, Lord, tonight, would you heal their broken heart? Would you place peace in the heart of those who are angry? Would you bless the hands that have intentions to do harm to begin to come together and to pray unto you? The eyes that can only see darkness or depression, would you show them the light Those who are getting ready to walk into the valleys, the shadow of death, we're asking you, would you turn their feet aside to walk in the light? Those who are getting ready to go on, show them how to get to you. Those who are out of the ark of safety, without any coverings, Lord, we're asking with the blood of Jesus, cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Before we even start to pray, Lord, we lift up Chicago to you, Heavenly Father. We lift up all those lives that were transformed in a matter of seconds. We lift up that young lady who's going to leave behind 5 children and a family. We lift them up to you right now, Lord. We pray for that whole just Chicago in general, all parts of Chicago. We pray, Lord, help this prayer to cover them, Lord. Things has got to get better. It must get better. Lord, help people to be real. And when they begin to praise and to minister unto you, help them to be themselves, whatever that is, as long as they're comfortable and praising and uplifting your holy name. Now, Lord, we're getting ready to transition. We're asking with you. Now, decrease Alfreda Imania love to zero and increase you to greatness. Hide me behind the cross so that you may be seen. The words that come out of my mouth, transform them into a spiritual realm where you may be heard. Any bias, anything that I have in my heart, in my mind, take it out. Because we want the authentic, rich word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. And amen. And as I said before, I have some individuals on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to know, before we start, that God loves you. I know that we have some happy hearts. We have some sad hearts. We have some confused hearts. We have some depressed hearts, some suicidal hearts. We have some just sad hearts. And I want you to know that God cares. I want you to know that there's nothing that you could possibly go through that God cannot handle. God can be a comforter. He can fill your voids. You know, he can show you the beautiness of your life. He can show you why you should preserve it. He can show you why should you leave a situation that is causing you depression, that is causing you abuse. He's the type of God that will rescue you out of the storm, whatever storm that is. He's the type of God that will give when you don't have. He's the type of God that will be a friend when you don't have a friend. He's the type of God that will give you a word when you're speechless. He's the type of God that will bless you when you don't deserve a blessing. That's the type of God we serve. So I challenge you tonight, before we even go into this prayer, I challenge you tonight to allow God to be the person that you need, whatever it is, whatever it is. If you're sad and you're missing something or someone, the Lord can fill that void. He's a comforter and a very present help in a time of trials and tribulations. When you're going through things, the Lord is there. And then when you're not going through things, the Lord is there. So I want you to lay aside everything that weighs you down. And I want you to come into the presence of God and just give it over to him. Don't worry about anything else. Whatever's distracting you, remove it. And begin to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is good. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight with our eyes looking up unto you, from which cometh all of our help. All of our help cometh from the Lord. Tonight, Lord, we come to you with happy hearts, burdened hearts, confused hearts, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, whatever is needed, we ask that you supply it if it's in your will, Lord. Whatever A void needs to be filled. We ask would you fill it, Lord. Whatever is missing, we ask would you restore it and bring it back. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we begin this prayer, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you touch the Richardson Tanner family in a particular manner, Lord? Would you bless them, Heavenly Father, name by name, one by one, for whatever needs that they have, the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you lay your hands on her son and be his comforter, Lord? Would you be his protector? Would you be the void that he's missing? The name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you can deliver. We know that you can restore. We know that you can recover. In the name of Jesus tonight, whatever needs to be recovered, whatever needs to be restored, whatever needs to be brought back, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you expedite that particular revelation, Heavenly Father? In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those who are without sight, Lord? Heavenly Father, you spoke that because individuals are without sight, it's not that they can't see, it's that they're focus is now on the Holy Spirit, and you are a God who is able to give sight back to the blind, Lord, and we believe that. We trust that, Heavenly Father. Someone has been praying for their sight. We believe that, and we trust that you can do it, Lord, because you've performed many miracles, Lord. And we thank you in advance for whatever it is, whatever our problem it is that's going on, whatever thing that's going on in the pupil, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it, whatever it is, Lord, so that the individual can be able to see, Heavenly Father, clearly, Heavenly Father. Not only is this a symbolization of being able to see you, Lord, but being able to see the world, the beautiness of it, and there within, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are going into the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, those who have been in the hospitals. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you touch them in a particular manner? Would you help them, Heavenly Father, to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless Chicago, Heavenly Father, in a particular manner, Lord? There is a spirit, Heavenly Father. There is a spirit in Chicago that is not of you, Lord. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you begin to perform surgery to remove whatever that is that's causing the heart of that city to die, Heavenly Father, that's causing the heart of that state to die, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you begin tonight, Heavenly Father, to recover that, Heavenly Father, to restore that particular area, Lord. There are a lot of people who are talking about what's going on, Heavenly Father, but Lord, we're asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you move in, Heavenly Father, and give them an experience from on high so that people can begin to see that there is a truth in serving a true and living God. There is some truth in believing in God, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you move into that particular place, Heavenly Father, because a lot of people, as you know, are losing their lives, Lord, and we know that all of our days are numbered, but some people expedite the number of days because of the actions, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we're asking, would you bind those hands, Lord Jesus, and would you put something in their hands that is of you, a godly word, a godly project within their hands. Give them something to do with their feet, Heavenly Father. Move them into the right direction, Heavenly Father. Move them into the churches, Heavenly Father. Move them into the congregations, Lord. Move them into the workforce, Lord. Move them into different careers. Move them into the schools, Heavenly Father, so that they can become productive, Lord. And Lord, in your word right now, you're saying because of the lack of resources, because of the lack of jobs and the lack of money and the lack of things, people are losing their lives because people are robbing people and people are killing people because of this. People are in gangs and they're being initiated into because they want to fit into a group because they don't fit in, Lord. We're asking would you move different type of organizations into that city, into that state, Heavenly Father, where people can become part of positive organizations because the city and the town is dying because of what's happening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you, would you continue to bless the teachers in those Chicago places and all around this country, but especially Chicago, Heavenly Father, as they go into the classroom every day and they are challenged because they're dealing with so much. They're dealing with kids who are worried about what's happening in the community. We're dealing with kids that are worried about what's going on in the house. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless the principals, Heavenly Father, and the system principals and all of those other individuals who are in the school system trying to corral the children, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you send teachers who can handle these type of behaviors so that they can turn them around, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh my God. Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who drowned today, Lord? Would you give their family strength? To give their family courage, Lord, whatever spirit that is in the water, whatever it is, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to protect not only our students and kids, Lord, but would you protect adults as well, even if they're in a boat, even if they're in a canoe, Lord, even if they're walking in the water, Lord, even if they're near the water, even if they're fishing, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, whatever spirit that is, would you hold it off, Heavenly Father, because so many people are losing their lives in boating accidents, Heavenly Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to protect them and keep them, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say, pray for me, Heavenly Father. You know all of their needs. You know what they want, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, if it's your will, would you grant it to them, whatever it is that they need, Lord, whether it's finances, whether it's careers, whether it's just a closer relationship with you, whether it's being able to say I'm sorry to someone, being able to just be of a good standard, being able to come to you, Lord, and just to bow down and to have a closer relationship with you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless the children of this world, the small children, the large children, Lord, and the adult children, Heavenly Father, help us to continue to walk in your way. Help us to live better and do better and treat people better and to show love, Heavenly Father, one toward another, agape love, that unconditional love that you show, Heavenly Father, unto us in spite of all of our wrongdoings, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each senior citizen, Heavenly Father, during this summer's months as people are more out in the community, Heavenly Father, and people target seniors sometime, Heavenly Father, and we're asking you, would you protect them and keep them safe, Heavenly Father, and to just be with them and stand by them, Heavenly Father, in times like these. Lord Jesus, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those parents who are taking their children's lives or their child's life, Heavenly Father, however it is, whether it be a hot car, whether it be shaking a baby, whether it be choking a baby, hitting a baby, whatever it is, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless their hands and their patience and their feet, Lord? Would you bind their hands, Heavenly Father, because there is a spirit, a demonic spirit inside that is causing them to act on the outside and that's causing them to not do your holy will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you just bless everyone all over this land and country, Lord. There's so many prayers that could be rendered, Heavenly Father. There's so many things that people need. There's so many things that people want. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you help us to make better decisions? Help us to make better choices. We're asking you, would you bless the young lady in Houston, Texas, who lost her life? Bless the lady in Chicago who lost her life. Bless the young lady in the other city who lost her life, in North Carolina, who lost her life. Lord Jesus, bless the gentleman who lost his life in the water. Bless their souls, Heavenly Father. And we pray that before they left here, Heavenly Father, that they submitted themselves unto you, Lord, that they had a relationship with you, Lord. And we're asking, would you have mercy on their souls that they didn't, Heavenly Father, so that they may make it of heaven, Lord, because heaven is our home. This is not our home. Heaven is. That's where we seek eternal life. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, would you just bless each person all over this land and country? Would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry as we give the Word of God, the authentic Word of God. Help us to continue to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day so that our life will be acceptable to him in every way, so that we treat our brothers and sisters like he wants us to, because we have to do unto others as he said they have to do unto us as well. And Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you that you continue to help us to be a quality ministry. No matter what level we're on, Lord, help us to treat people right. Help us to continue to have you at the front and we're at the rear, Heavenly Father. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Help us to stay grounded. Help us to stay humble. Lord, we're asking that you send individuals who are in love with you like we are so that we can share them with the ministry, Lord. We're asking that you help us to connect with people who are in love with you like we are so that we can share their gifts with the people. Lord, we're asking that you just continue to help us to be the ministry that you would have us to be and help us to do things to edify and glorify you, Heavenly Father, and to uplift you and to show the goodness of who you are, Lord, and the mercy and the grace that you give us day by day. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to bless the ministers and the evangelists and the prophets and the people to teach the correct word of God. Lord Jesus, to teach people what's right. If they need to study, if we need to study more, Lord, help us to study more so that we can tell people the right information, so that we can tell people the right revelation. Help us to become just better people for you, Lord, and help us to be able to discern between the truth and what's false with the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for the storms that we've been through. We thank you for the storms that you brought us out of. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, would you continue to look down upon us, continue to help the bereaved family, those who are in the hospitals, those who are sick, those who are in different homes, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless them, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus as I get ready to close, and you spoke this. The lady who was on TV today, Heavenly Father, because she had bought some type of a business or establishment and she wanted to house some teens in there, Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help her to make the right decision and help her to have the right motives and help her to be in the right location in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you, would you lead and guide her in the right way so that she'll know what she needs to do. Lord, would you lead and guide us in the correct way so that we'll know what we need to do, Lord. Lord, if we're moving in the wrong directions, put us back in the correct direction, Lord. Help us to treat people like we want to be treated. Help us to love people like we want to be loved. Help us to do unto others like we want to be treated. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look down upon us, Heavenly Father? If we go off too far, Heavenly Father, would you bring us back? If we step out of the ark of safety, would you bring us back into the ark of safety? If we're out of the word of God, put us back in the word of God, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for tonight. And we thank you for just keeping us and blessing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And this is the day, as I said before, that the Lord has made. And as I said before, every time I go unto the Lord, I come out feeling just wonderful. It's kind of like when you're exercising and you get into that second wind. It feels just wonderful. And so I want you to know before I read this letter that God loves every person on earth, no matter what, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, the Lord loves you. He loves you with all of his heart and his soul. There is not one person who is exempt from God's love because God is love, and God loves each and every one of us. But I do want to read a letter that I wrote earlier today when I was in deep meditation. And I want you to think about this letter and how it applies to your life, because it's very important that we listen to the voice of God in ministry and not just interpret things ourselves. That's how we have false prophets and false doctrine, because we tend to put a spin on it and say, well, I think this or I think that. It's not about what we think. It's about what God has written. It says it is written. And, you know, part of teaching and ministry is to give people the right information. Okay? And so when reading this, I want you to apply it to your life, and I want you to know that God loves you no matter what, no matter what condition, what shape you're in. We talked about spiritual conviction, and we talked about the conscience. And it doesn't matter. Whatever side you're on, you can always be saved by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter. So the Lord can save us, okay? So I want to read this letter, and I want to encourage someone tonight. I do want you to know that the words that are spoken, especially on the Love Live Jesus Up ministry, is through a process in which I am deeply in a zone with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is nothing that I don't even consider this as a show, because there's nothing scripted about this except this letter. This is a ministry, and the Word of God goes forth because the Lord gives me the Word of God. The Lord was not feeding me information. I would not have the information from the Lord on high. But I do want you to know that this letter that I'm getting ready to read will bless someone's soul. It encouraged me greatly, and it energized me, and it empowered me to keep pressing. And so I want to share this with you, and I'm going to read it slow so that you can really have an experience of how much God loves us, okay? Here it is. Be ye of great measure. Exalt all your requests upon your Father, for the day is not at hand for life, but for the coming of the great I Am. Every knee will not bow out of love, and every tongue will not be truthful. But every knee will bow, and all tongues will speak of thee, and seek the Son. Let not your eyes glaze over in sleep, nor engage the people in fire. But let every eye be lifted up, looking to the mountaintop. For we present ourselves as a glass, yet optimize every ounce of water poured. Be not weary, for in the journey there is hard work, but it shall pay off, not in money, but in favor, which is given from your Father. Continue to hold fast to the goal. Press toward the mark of the highest calling, which is not heaven, for that is a place, but toward your Father who gives eternal life. As it is written, rest in the word. Hold it close to your chest as a baby holds fast to the one who loves his life. Let not the storm be a distraction, but weather the storm. For the Gentiles heard, but know me not. But you know who I am. I am your Father, and my Son is your brother. How I love the Son to love all the children. Fret not for the evil deeds done that destroy lives, but look to the day in which everything shall be judged, and it will be on that day that justice is served in heaven. So, ladies and gentlemen, there were some key things that stood out to me. The Lord says, be ye of good measure. He said, he's not coming to take anyone's life. He said, he's coming as the great I Am to give blessings. He said, although he comes, he says, every knee is going to bow regardless. He said, but every knee will not bow out of love, and every tongue will not be truthful. He said, but everyone will bow. He said, do not sleep, which means do not find yourself resting during the day. He said, because you are supposed to keep your eyes lifted up to the mountaintop, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, we come to him as a glass, ready to be filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to be filled with blessings, because we want to optimize every drop of blessing that he gives us. He said, but you know, although we come filled, he said, we go on this journey, right? And he said, there's hard work on the journey. You're going to be ministering. You're going to be talking to people. You're going to be evangelizing. You're going to be going different places. He said, and it's hard work. He said, but don't focus on the pay. He said, focus on my favor, which is way more than pay. He said, press. Just like the woman with the shabrel, he said, press toward the mark of the highest calling. He said, don't settle for less. He said, but you're not pressing just to make it to heaven, to see all of the beautiness of it. He said, you are pressing to have eternal life. He said, as his word is written, this particular letter said, hold it close to your heart. And the Lord in the Bible, it says that we're supposed to put on the full armor and we're supposed to keep the word in our heart. As a baby, he likened this to a baby holding fast to the one who loves him. But he said, you know, in life, as journeys happen, so do storms. He said, but don't let it distract you. Don't let it get you off course. He said, weather that storm. He said, you know, just like the Gentiles, read about the Gentiles in the Bible. He said they heard, but they didn't know who he was because they wanted to go about their own ways. He said, but you, the people on the line, the people who's going to listen, he said, you know me. He said, and you know your brother as well. He said, you know that I'm your father and you know that you have a brother. He said, and how I love my son. He said, I love all of my children, which is us. He said, and as far as worrying about those who destroy lives and those who are doing wrong, he said, all of those deeds will be judged in heaven, and that's where justice will be served. There is, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing on earth we can get away with that we can't or that would not be addressed in heaven. So the Lord is saying, hold fast. I encourage you. And I know that some of you come and you're sad. I know that some of you have lost some very precious things. I know that there are parents crying for their children. I know that there are children crying for their parents. I know that people are depressed. People are in a bind. But I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is nothing that he can't do. Everyone has been through a storm. Every person has been through a storm. You know, July 10th marks the anniversary of the passing of my niece to leukemia. That was a storm. Losing someone is a storm. But God helped us to get through it. And he's helping people to get through things. God sees you crying. He sees you holding back the tears. He sees you trying to be strong. He sees you struggling. He sees what's going on. But all you have to do is look up to the hills and cry out to God. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, boy, or girl. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to put that ego and pride to the side and say, Lord, it's not my mother, my father, it's not my sister, it's me. Standing in the need of prayer, you have to humble yourself before God. You will be amazed what God would do for you and how he would change your life if we humble ourselves before him. Take away that pride and that ego, that manhood that you have, that womanhood that you have, that I'm independent. Yeah, that's good, you're independent. That's real good. But God is more independent. God is the one who's giving you all this stuff. It's okay to cry. It's okay to let your emotions out. Some people have lost a husband. Some people have lost a wife. They're still grieving over it. It's been years. But the Lord is still able to see you through. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of heavy hearts on this line tonight. There are a lot of heavy hearts that we just feel. But God is able to get you through the storm. You know that analogy, and I'm staying a little bit longer because I want you guys to understand that God is here for us. He's our friend. He doesn't inflict things on us. He helps us to endure, to make us stronger. As I said before, when it's raining hard, when it's storming hard and hailing hard, and you're trying to drive and see, sometimes you can't see because the rain is pounding, boom, 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 on your windows. You can't see. You try to let your window down. You have nothing but rain coming on you. You know, you can't see the white lines. You know, so you pull over or you keep driving by faith. The Lord says, when the storms hit you so hard, he said he's there with you. He said he may have to pull you over to the side if you lack faith. But if you have faith, you're able to keep going. Just like that psalm that I read, it says Selah. That means pause. The Lord may have to pull you over to the side and remind you who he is and what he can do through the prophecy or through the word or through the revelation of God. There's, you know, God wants to be number one in your life. He wants to do for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to wipe the tears from your eyes. But you got to let him. You got to take this, I'm independent. I make my own money. And you have to throw it away for a while. And you have to let the Lord come in. As I said before, spiritual conviction. Come inside your heart and rearrange that ego, that pride that's in there. Everybody needs help sometimes. And it doesn't hurt. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord for help. There's nothing wrong with that. We have to take this very seriously. Okay? So, as I said before, I just pray for each person. And if you're feeling down tonight, as I said before, I recommend that you go to God and tell him all about your troubles. And begin to pray and watch things change. Believe God is able to do it. Believe that he's able to do it because he is able to do it. Okay? All right. I'm going to read the announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide on the go is in your local bookstore, such as Foles.com, that's FOYLES.com, or BarnesandNobles.com, or AmazonUS.com, or AmazonUK.com. In addition to that, it's also at BookWorld.com, that's BookWhirl.com. Purpose of the spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in the Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. It's designed to teach believers how to find and maintain faith, evaluate our daily walk, and draw closer unto the Lord. In reviewing the spiritual guide, basically the goal is to be renewed, empowered, and ready to help others find faith and favor in God. So be sure. You want to be sure to pick up one of these spiritual guides on the go. Actually, I'm taking these with me when I travel, because a lot of people want to just read this particular guide. It's a spiritual guide on the go. Doesn't take long to read. It's only about 40 pages. Enjoy it. Please. Gospel artists, promoters, publicists, writers, authors, actors, actress, any type of positive community leaders, please, Facebook Afreda Love, that's AlFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Because I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 130 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Also, we're still in the 5-day and 20-day challenge with prayer. Make sure that you're praying unto God. When we speak about praying about things that, when we speak about praying for things, make sure they're things that you need, okay? Because favor gives us what we want, amen? Somebody say that. Say, favor gives us what we want. But what we need, we need to make sure that we make all of our requests known unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, okay? In addition to that, just make sure you continue to watch my Facebook pages. I will have interviews coming up with different artists, authors, TV personalities, gospel artists, and a lot of individuals, so make sure that you stay with me with that. If you will, I have a Facebook page, and actually we're going to go to it now, if you will. Hold on. Okay, there's a Facebook page, and I want you to go to the Facebook page that says, I Gotta Have Faith. And I want you to, that's how we're going to stay up to date with what's going on with the Love of Jesus Up Ministry, because that name is actually getting ready to change to the Love of Jesus Up Ministry. But most of my followers from the social media online is there, and so that's why I made that the housing social media site, if you will. So please go to Love Live Jesus Ministries. Okay. In addition to that, just make sure that, go to I Gotta Have Faith. I'm sorry, I Gotta Have Faith. It's not Love Live Jesus Ministries yet. I Gotta Have Faith. Please go to that. And that's how you can keep up with the particular ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I said before, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.